Welcome back, everyone. This is Discussing Comics. I am Kyle Jones, and joining me on this podcast, Mr. Clarence Brown. Clarence, welcome back.
Hey, man, what's going on?
It's going pretty good, dude. I am happy that I'm watching The Titans, even though I can't get you to watch it yet.
Yeah, F Batman.
Yeah, but you know what? It's pretty effing good. I mean, seriously, it's like Friday night must-see TV.
Dude, you were all ready to write the show off from the very first trailer, and now you're all in like it was an Apple announcement or something.
Look, dude, I'm serious. I sat down the first night to watch that totally expecting nothing. And I went away thinking, if you think some of the fight scenes and things like Daredevil are good, you need to see Robin F some people.
No way. It can't be better, dude. It can't be better than Daredevil. I will take you to task on that,
sir. Okay, you've got to watch it then. the scenes, he is brutal. And some of the things that he's doing, totally not what you would expect. I mean, he's maiming people left, right, and center. There's a scene that it with some glass that will make you cringe. But still, he's a likable character. And
yeah, I think you just have a thing for the Titans. I think that's what it is.
All right. So I will admit I was one of the people saying negative things about the way they made Starfire look. And she's one of the best characters that we've seen on there so far.
But what about the look?
The look is so much better than what we saw in that one single clip. And even in the trailer, I mean, yes, she's wearing what she's wearing, but the story kind of says why she's wearing what she's wearing.
I haven't seen any more pictures come out post start of season. So I guess, I don't know. I guess it's either watch it because, I mean, of course you got those pictures that leaked with the trailer and then we got the trailer. But like, I haven't heard anybody even talking about it since the season has started.
Really?
So, yeah. Maybe I'm just not in those circles, or maybe people didn't subscribe to DC Universe. I don't know.
All I know is, you know, they're doing it one episode a week. So, you know, you're not getting them all at one time. So it's making you wait for it. But I kid you not, they, you know, played, I think the first and the second episode, you got access to them immediately. I immediately clicked on the third one wanting to watch it and was like, dang it, I've got to wait 5 days to watch it.
Oh, so they're not dropping them all at one time.
Nope. And even with – there's two characters called Hawk and Dove that I've never, ever liked in the comics. And they made them interesting in the way this story portrayed them. And I even liked them. There's not been anything that I can think of that I've seen – that I really don't like. I mean, I can't complain.
Man, the fact that you're head over heels with this show is probably means I'm going to not like something about it because you're too gung-ho about this show, man.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because I went in with such low expectations. Maybe. I don't know. It's just like weird. I just like it. Mm. There's one other thing that I found really, really cool was, and then I'll move on to from Titans. They introduced the Doom Patrol in the latest episode. And we know that in 2019, the Doom Patrol will be coming as its own spinoff. What I did not know is there is a character called Elastigirl, and she is the only one out of the Doom Patrol characters or actors, I should say, that is moving to the Doom Patrol series proper.
So is it different people playing the characters?
Different people playing the characters, yes.
So, wow, that's weird that they would do that.
Really, for her and the guy that's playing Niles Calder, who is sort of like their Professor Xavier, other than the two of them, I mean, the other two characters, one Negative Man is bandaged up, so you never see his face.
Okay.
And Robot Man is a bulky Iron Man. So you never see his face. I mean, you see pictures of him, but you never see his face. So anybody could be playing that character for that matter.
But they are going to replace the dude playing Niles.
Yes, they're going to replace the dude. And who is actually going to be Timothy Dalton.
They're breaking continuity already. What's wrong with them?
So
do you think they're making an attempt to do their own, I guess, CW universe version over on the DC universe?
That's what I thought, because one of the characters, Beast Boy, was originally back in the 60s before he joined the Titans or the Teen Titans back in the late 70s, early 80s, was a member of the Doom Patrol. And, and his parents or his adopted parents or foster parents were two members of the Doom Patrol. So he kind of graduated or left the Doom Patrol to join the Titans. And last night he left the Doom Patrol to join the Titans. So that was kind of cool.
Now, do you think these characters exist in their own television universe, or will they have, or is there any potential to cross over with any of the CW stuff?
I'm going to say that you're not going to hear even Arrow say f-. Yeah, I'll have to edit that. So let me say that again. With the, to answer your question, even with Arrow, I don't hear him saying F Batman.
Ah, okay. Okay. Fair enough.
So you have been watching season 2 of The Gifted. What do you think about season 2 so far?
Number one, I did not finish watching season 1. You know, I've kind of just declared, I don't know, just I'm not going to just catch up on any of of the previous season. I'm just going to go into it and see if I like it. If I like it, I'm keep watching. And if I don't, I don't. So it's not that I didn't like the last season of The Gifted. I just didn't have, or didn't really have a good way to watch it, so I didn't. But, you know, season 2, I have YouTube TV, and I've been partaking of a lot of the shows lately. And I'm feeling it okay so far. I sent you a few messages that I was kind of shocked that the son had went over to the what's the name of the group?
The Inner Circle, the Hellfire Club.
Yeah, the Hellfire Inner Circle. I was surprised he went over there as well, as Polaris going over there. So that was rather shocking. So now we have this whole thing where the light guy, dang it, what's his name?
My brain just lost it.
I shouldn't bring up names, but you have him and you have Polaris on opposite sides, and he's trying to get to her. And I really don't know what she's doing. over there. And maybe you can even explain to me, like, what happened? What was the fallout that caused her to go over to the Hellfire Club?
Well, you know, you get to the point to where it's, you've got the Sentinel services and you're being hunted. And how long are you going to allow yourself to be hunted? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So is it that she's safe with the Hellfire Club? Is that kind of the sentiment?
Maybe, but then again, you have to look at Polaris or the character itself. She's never been in the comics completely stable. She's had her moments of being bad. She's been possessed by an evil entity. She's been she's kind of gone off the hinges before. So she's not the most stable person anyway.
Yeah. And the guy name is Eclipse, I guess.
Eclipse, yeah. Yes. Which, what do you think about the dynamic between Eclipse and Polaris?
I mean, I like them together. I think they kind of work for each other. Again, like, I didn't see a lot of last season, and they're not together in this season, so I mean, from what I've seen, I think they work mostly.
So his character, it's weird for me seeing her reading the from reading the comics, because he was created for this show. He does not exist in the comics. And she is actually the longtime girlfriend slash fiance slash not seeing anymore slash girlfriend again, et cetera, and so forth, of Alex Summers Havoc, who is, of course, Cyclops' brother.
Ah, cool. Cool.
And she's one of the first people, because it was the two of them were the first two people outside of the original five X-Men to join the X-Men back in the 60s.
Sweet. Yeah. And I also like in this current season of how Kate Strucker is a little tougher. And her, and as well as we're seeing this storyline with Reed of, you know, him having some inert powers that are trying to emerge right now. So I think that's pretty cool as well. So we see this family who were pretty much oblivious in season one. Now at this point in season two, much, much tougher and are hardened, you know, mutants now, which I think that's pretty cool and excited to see where they go with it.
All right. So this was something, and now your question to me that you had posed and questioned about the twins and seeing them, you know, split up, what was odd to you. I keep forgetting that you had not seen the end, and they did explain a little bit about him and his lineage and their lineage as well. So in the comic book, there are two characters called Fenris, and they are mutants. They are twins and their powers only work when they take each other's hands, and they basically can do the destructive force, not the shields that the sister can do. And they were evil. I mean, they were bad guys. So they were actually the children of Baron von Strucker, who was from the 1940s comic book world of Captain America and was a Nazi. So not good characters. And we see that these characters, I believe, are the grandparents or the great-grandparents of these two twins.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
And, you know, of course, you know, the father's powers were submerged or hidden from him.
Yes. Yeah. I also love in this season that we have the Frost sisters.
Yes.
Who I guess are the Stafford Cuckoos?
Yeah. Cuckoos. Yep.
That's just a horrible name. That sounds like that's not politically correct now. Like, why are they called the Cuckoos? Well, yeah. I mean, because they're crazy, of course, but still.
I don't know why they called them that. I think it was because there was a Stephen King story, or there was something, there was some movie called The Stepford Wives at some point. And yeah, you remember that about the wives all looking alike?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard that name.
All right. Well, I've not seen it either, but I think that was where the concept came from them. And there were originally five of them, and two of them have gotten killed over the years. So we only start out with the three that are remaining.
Ah, cool, cool.
You know, it took me a while to realize that, and it's curious how they do it, that they are slowly evolving their personalities, even though that it's the same person just replicated on the screen. They're given time to let you see that there's one that doesn't quite agree with the others.
Yeah, there's one that has a semi-good heart.
Yes.
I think. It's been pretty interesting seeing them.
So how do you rate this as an X-Men story? Do you think it stands by itself, or do you think it's all tied up in being X-Men?
Man, it's so funny. I think it does. I think it's different enough. But it's funny to where now we have so much comic book on TV. It is a lot of it now. Just think of it. And it seems like some of the stories start to feel the same, maybe the same in overall scope, maybe not in individual tone, but they have a lot of the same messages. And I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I think it's different enough from the other X-Men stuff to where it can be its own thing. And I think it always comes down to the characters. If the characters are engaging enough and believable enough, I think it'll be okay. But man, this is hard now to, as far as, again, looking at the larger scope of comic book on television, it is hard to differentiate yourself to become something greater or become, you know, one of the top tier shows. And, you know, as good as I think the show is, maybe even for me with the first season, I feel like it kind of falls by the wayside just because there's so much comic book on TV.
I get you. And, you know, frankly, I kind of agree with you. So do you see it lasting for a third season?
I think it maybe can, and maybe that's all it should be. I don't think everything has to keep going on and on and on. You know, even some of the CW shows, I don't think they should go on for seven seasons, you know. As long as they can keep making it interesting, I think that's fine. But I can see this show getting into the trap of, I mean, even right now, just getting into the second season, we see where they have to do, they're having to do something way different to keep it interesting. They can't always just be running. even from the very first episode, I'm like, how are they going to sustain this? It can't just be like this the whole time, a la Hulk 1980s.
Yes. And guess what? They're still running.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. I guess they're in Washington now. They started out in what, Atlanta?
Well, true. So I guess they're moving around. So let me ask you, let's switch networks and let's even switch publishing companies. Black Lightning, you've been watching that. So what do you think about the series from the second season compared to the first season? More of the same, change, different?
It is fairly more of the same. I think whereas in the first season, we got the reveal of who Black Lightning was and then Thunder. I think now it's been more about, is it Lightning? Am I getting her code name correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's been more about her, which I find is a bit interesting. Again, I think maybe the albino, what's his name?
Tobias Whale.
Tobias Whale. He is sort of like that Kingpin-esque character in this universe. Making moves in the background to do certain things. And so, I mean, it's more of the same, but I am enjoying it. I guess there's nothing really stand out to say about it. It's just the story is steadily moving along. You know, what about you? Is anything jumping out at you? I feel like the second season hasn't been as shocking to me as the first season felt. But, you know, it's just getting started. So what do you think?
All right. So for me, there's a couple of things that I've noticed. I like how they did Lynn's story. It gives her a purpose and it gives them a reason to have a villain of the week without having just this weird, well, here comes the villain of the week kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? You've got these kids in the pods that could basically escape. And so if you needed the villain of the week, you've got that, but it's not her anymore just being the, well, Jefferson, you know, you're Black Lightning and that's why I broke up with you.
Yeah, they got tiring after a little while. So
it makes her a much more likable character, does it not?
It does. Like you said, she has a purpose, which I think is good. And I don't know if you've seen the latest episode, but they've started introducing it now to where maybe internally in her lab, she's going to have a little bit of turmoil with this new assistant she hired. So, yeah, I like what they're doing with their character so far. I want to see more of Lightning. We've definitely been diving into, you know, maybe how she can get a hold of her powers. We see where Jefferson has already pulled her out of school and said, you know, we can't allow you to go because you're, you know, a liability. So I'm interested to see her to develop more of her powers. Looks like she might be connecting with the Tobias's henchman that used to be her friend, boyfriend guy,
Painkiller.
Yeah, Painkiller again. So I don't know. I think this season is going to be all about her.
So do you think Painkiller is bad?
He's bad now. I mean, we saw him kill somebody a couple episodes ago. So he's bad right now.
Yeah.
He has potential to change, but right now I think he's a mess.
So what did you think of Black Lightning revealing to his friend Bill, the cop, that he was Black Lightning?
It was needed. I think it was good. I mean, we even said it ourselves in the last time we talked about this, like, how do they not know?
Yes.
This dude is the same stature and size as Jefferson Pierce, and yet they can't put two and two together. And so it comes to a point he's going to have to find out. You know, I think the problem now is keeping his secret from everybody else, which judging from what we heard Tobias Will say in the last episode, it could be a problem.
Yep. And I have a feeling it's going to quickly come out because, again, if he's the same height, if he's the same, you know, stature, and just because he changes his voice a little bit doesn't mean that he's not the same person. I mean, case in point, if the principal of the school just happens to leave the building and Black Lightning just happens to walk in minutes later, how can you think he abandoned the school when this dude looks just like him?
Yeah, but then again, superheroes. It happens with all of them. So.
True. So what do you think of his demotion and his replacement?
I don't know. What do you think of that?
I don't like it. I don't think he should have been demoted, and I don't like the guy that's his replacement.
Yeah, I mean, they did see that he did vacate his post, so it makes sense that some repercussion would happen. A little extreme, yes, but it seems like they've been wanting to get him out for a while if you go by what's happening in the story. So, yeah, I could see it definitely happening. I don't like it, though, because I think he is better for those students in that community.
Yeah, I had a problem not with the fact that the principal is white. I didn't have ultimate problem with that. I had a problem with his tactic. And, you know, it was like what Jefferson said. This is a check mark. This is a stepping stone on my progression to something better and greater. I'm going to come in and there's not going to be blah, blah, blah on my watch. And look at what I did at this, you know, inner city school, blah, blah, blah. That's how I see him. And I don't like that.
No, I agree.
So what are you most looking forward to, or what are you most enjoying? And I know you've also said that you've been watching Supergirl, right?
Yeah, Supergirl. It's been interesting. It's been interesting so far. They are at a point. Well, I don't want to spoil it since you haven't watched it, but I'll just say that it's been pretty interesting. We know that the Martian, I forget his real name,
John
is out of the DEO right now. So he's been kind of doing sort of a civilian type stuff in the last few episodes. So that's been interesting, as well as see her sister take over the DEO. That's been kind of cool. As far as the stories, I've enjoyed them. But now that I try to remember what actually happened, it's been nothing just groundbreaking and memorable. But I feel like they've been very enjoyable. You've had your first transgender character.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
On the show, which I don't know if it's the first for the show, but I've read some rumblings that that character might actually be a hero. But she works at Catco.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I don't know. It's been pretty good so far. It's been pretty good so far. Nothing groundbreaking, but you know, just been keeping me interested.
So I'm going to actually give Supergirl a compliment, because I've been trying to get you to watch Titans for weeks, and I actually got bored with Supergirl. And you're actually making me want to watch Supergirl again, because if it's enough to keep your attention, maybe I need to give it a second chance.
Well, Melissa Bonet, is that her name? Bonet?
Benoit.
Yeah, I'm seeing her as a reason enough to watch it. Yeah, be very superficial.
Understood.
but again, I've enjoyed the storylines. It's not just because she's a beautiful woman.
Understood. I'm seeing you now. I understand. Totally.
It's a good show. It's a
She's your kryptonite. How about that? So, anything that you are looking forward to in comic books or comic book movies that are coming out that you're looking forward to seeing?
Of course, we have Aquaman coming up, which should be awesome. But other than that, I don't think it's anything else on my radar in recent years. That's coming out in the next few months.
I have a feeling that while I am equally looking forward to Aquaman, I have a feeling we will both also be going into the Spider-Verse.
Yes, yes, yes. Into the Spider-Verse. Because
I think
awesome
that's in
as
December
well.
As well, right? I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey man, Venom made 500 million.
So did you ever, I haven't asked you, have you seen it?
No, I have not.
So I did see, and I don't think you've seen this yet, but I did see Deadpool 2.
No, I have not seen that. What did you think of Deadpool 2?
It was what I expected out of Deadpool. I mean, it's gag gifts. It was, you know, a little raunchy, and it was making fun of itself and just making fun of comic books. And if you want an adult superhero funny, movie, go see Deadpool 2. that's exactly what you will get. Just don't take your kids to it.
What do you think of them speaking of kids, what do you think about them re-releasing a PG-13 version of the movie back to theaters?
So what is it going to be, about 15 minutes?
Is that the only thing possible?
Yeah, I mean, whenever I read that, I was like, okay, I can see you taking some of this out, but are you going to like reshoot it with voiceovers like they used to do when they would put movies on, broadcast TV? You could see people's mouths moving, but you knew it was dubbed.
Yeah, I mean, I would say they probably will do some voiceovers for some of that stuff anyway. So, yeah, I think that's what they'll do. I don't know how I feel about them making the movie at a lower rating, but they do it all the time with television. At least they used to do it all the time with television when something comes on network TV. So, I don't know. It's a cash grab. I don't know if that many people are going to go to see a PG-13 Deadpool, though.
Right, because that's not why you go see Deadpool. I mean, seriously, let's just call it what it is. That's not why you go see Deadpool.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I think I've covered everything on my list. Do you have anything else?
No, sir.
All right. Well, if I were to ask you where people could find you on the net of other things that you are working on, where might that be?
I will say just go to my Star Trek website, for one thing. I'll send people there this time. You can check that out at discussingtrek.com, where we talk about all things Star Trek, and Cal Jones is on that podcast as well, so check it out there.
Good deal. And if you are a fan of Doctor Who, of course, check out discussingwho.com, where we talk all things Doctor Who. So thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the show, and we will be back next time. You've been listening to the Discussing Network. Find out more at discussingnetwork.com.